This podcast does not constitute an endorsement by the United States Army or Department of Defense.
I am your host, Ismael Ortiz Rivera, Employment Director for Soldier for Life. Today's program, we will discuss the transition process, the challenges soldiers face during the transition, and the job Reboot Workshop does to help the soldiers. Reboot Workshop is focused on providing an end-to-end employment services for veterans and soldiers in transition. The primary focus is to equip you with a higher employment probability. In today's episode, I will dialogue with Mr. Maurice Wilson. Mr. Wilson is a retired Navy Master Chief Petty Officer. That's the equivalent to an Army Sergeant Major. He transitioned from the Navy after 25 years and is now the president and the executive director of Reboot Workshop. So let's give him a welcome. How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning from San Diego.
Thank you for being here with us. For those who don't know, I met Mr. Wilson at the CCME 2022 conference, and he was describing Reboot Workshop. And immediately, sir, immediately, you caught my attention because you used the word reboot. I'm a signal officer, so, you know, when I think of reboot, I think of the computer when they do the updates. In order to the computer have take those updates, the program need to be rebooted. So it won't take effect until you reboot the system. Now, the question is, what is Reboot Workshop and how can the soldiers participate in the program?
I love the metaphor, sort of like updating your operating system, you know, just like your Windows computer or your Mac computer, you put a new operating system in. Once you put that new operating system in, you have to shut the system down and reboot it so that it operates a certain way. When we join the military, we go through boot camp and we get programmed. And then once we graduate from boot camp, it's sort of like a rebooting, if you will. We're now a soldier, sailor, airman, and Marine, and now we can operate within the military ecosystem. And that's how it works. And it works really, really well. However, coming out, no one other than us reboots you so that you could survive inside the civilian life cycle, if you will. And so that's what we do. It's a reverse boot camp. It's rebooting your mental computer. But what it helps you do is reframe your thought process into what we call the new civilian reality. And it really does make a world of a difference when you do that way.
And then the question is, Mr. Maurice, what happened when a soldiers go to the reverse boot camp?
What reboot does, it is a reverse boot camp. We essentially give them like three things: a new identity. We help them reframe the thought process. The second thing, we help you redefine your purpose and reset for a new mission. And then the third thing is help you discover what we call your career DNA. What is it that you want to do once you leave the Army? What's that next career? Now, we've done a lot of research, and what we found is some of the biggest challenges for transitioning service members, veterans, guard, reserve, is figuring out what they want to do next. And in fact, the number is somewhere around about 86% aren't certain about what they want to do for their next career. And so it's sort of like a big challenge for them. But when you ask individuals, well, look, why don't you just do what you did while you were still in the military? Most people, and again, that number is somewhere around about 80%, essentially said, but I don't want to do that. I want to do something different. And so what reboot does, it helps you find and discover yourself. It helps you reframe your new identity so that you could not just survive, but thrive in the civilian sector. Understanding that when you leave the military, you're embarking upon a new mission, the next new mission, but you also have to reinvent that career. And so in the workshop, which typically when we do the live version, it's 3 weeks, but we're now offering what we call a 2-week virtual reboot workshop, which is really cool because we can reach a wide audience across the globe, if you will. In that session, you're going to get those three things: a new identity, you're going to find your new mission and purpose, and then you're going to discover what your next career occupation is.
Something that caught my attention when you said is we rediscovered, we have a new identity. And it's a change. So the old way to think it is different from how we need to adjust to the new environment. Now, soldiers, veterans, and spouses face challenges at the moment of the interview and the decision in the transition. What are some of those big challenges that they're going through?
Well, I tell you what, the number one challenge is self-confidence. And if you think about it, in the military, for us to advance, I remember when I went from E1 to E9, well, you don't necessarily have to conduct an interview. It's really based upon, in the Navy, we call it your fit rep, if you will. And so we're not really in the mode of selling ourselves. And so when you're getting out and selling yourself or conducting an interview, you're really pointing out, you know, you're selling, pointing out your strengths and your weaknesses. And in many cases, a lot of us are just not comfortable with that. You know, we've performed in the military, you know, flawlessly for X number of years. So we don't see interviewing as sort of the way to really do it, because it's kind of like bragging. But in the civilian sector, things are a lot different. That's why you have to be rebooted, because it operates differently. You have to go into a different mode. That's why we have a little tagline for reboot, which is relearn, rebuild, and rebrand, which means you're now rebranding and you're selling yourself. And so the interview is about you selling your personal brand to the employer, explaining to them why they should hire you over any other candidate. And so for that, it takes confidence as well as it takes practice, but it also requires you to know yourself as well to be able to do that. And that's what we do in the Reboot Workshop, is really help you discover you.
When we talk about the responsibility and who's responsible in the process of transition, what is the system responsibility and what is the person responsible for in the transition?
If I were to assign a percentage in terms of who's responsible for your transition, the number that I would give, and this is based upon being in this industry now for like 15 years, I would say it's about 95% on you and 5% on everybody else. So the main driver for your transition to make things happen is not necessarily TAP or other external forces. It's really you being comfortable enough to know who you are, where you are, what you want, and being able to go out there and get it. But also, the main driver of your transition is yourself. And this is something that we've discovered over the many years. We've collected tons of surveys, and we've actually developed what we call a Managing Your Transition Timeline app, because transitioning is not a singular point in time that, okay, I could do this week and I'm done. It happens over a period of time, actually 2 years, when you decide that you want to get out or you're transitioning. That's when the planning and the preparation process starts.
I will caveat to that and I will expand. I think the transition starts from the moment that you get into the Army, because you are learning, you're changing. I have a goal. I'm moving toward that goal. So I need to be preparing for when I reach that goal. Now, talking about when I have the goal, when I get into the Army, we're so used to have one job, you know. And when we transition to the civilian, there's some gaps, you know, that we have. What are some of the soldiers' gaps they have when request a civilian job, sir?
So, you know, I'll just kind of add my spin to whether we have one job or not. When I was in the Navy, I had multiple jobs every time I changed my duty station. But actually, remember, we have your primary duties and then other duties as assigned. And so we end up being sort of like a jack of all trades. I mean, we pretty much do everything. And so the challenge for us as we pivot, and this is a very important point, when you join the military, you're really joining the military for the mission more so than the specific job. And so herein lies the big challenge, which is you focus on the mission, you train for the mission, you live for the mission, you're committed to the mission. Everything centers around that. So it's beyond being in the military, being in the Army is beyond a job. You're giving all of yourself. So when you leave the Army, and let's say you join the civilian sector, if you're looking specifically for a job, it becomes somewhat of almost like a letdown in some regards, because most people in uniform are thinking at a higher level. So what I suggest and what people learn in the Reboot Workshop is look for a company that you could align yourself with that matches your values, that you can grow with over time, as opposed to just a specific job. And I'll give you some statistics on that. What we find is that veterans have no problem getting jobs. The unemployment rate is pretty doggone low. I think it's somewhere around about 2.7%. So all you have to do is be breathing and have a pulse. And most people will hire you because they love veterans. They love you and they can't wait to hire you. However, our turnover rate is like 45% in the first year, and then it goes up to 65% in the second year. And what we're finding in exit interviews is that a lot of the veterans are moving on because they're, again, configured and programmed. Here we go back to that programming. We're programmed for mission, for deeper service. And so find a company that you can grow with that matches your values, and you'll be a lot more happier, is what we've been finding.
That's very important, because when we, as we're growing in the military, you know, we just, like you said, we do multiple jobs, multiple positions in the in the career. And we learn a lot of, we have a lot of training, and we earn, you know, we have certifications, credentialing. And at the end, it's about to match something that is with our values and what we like in the future. So we, the soldiers, when we go through the military, we take classes, we take courses, we got some type of certificate. What is the difference between certificate, license, and how we can apply that in the civilian job, sir?
So, you know, that's a great question. And so, you know, when I was in the Navy, I was a hospital corpsman. So my my designator was 8400. But I ultimately did several things beyond that. I became an aviation physiology technician. Ultimately, I became an occupational preventive medicine health technician. And so in the Navy, I was able to evolve and do different things. And it's pretty much the same in the Army. A lot of those validations or certifications that I got, or courses that I had in the Navy, were perfect for me to go from duty station to duty station to duty station without having to requalify myself. In fact, in as far as getting orders are concerned, the billets were available, you know, and it was that simple. The employer, i.e. the next command or next duty station, pretty much knew who they were getting, what they were getting, the whole nine yards. In the civilian sector, however, in order for us to change from employer to employer, from industry to industry, they don't have that kind of designator like we have, where you check in, they automatically know what you can do, what your capabilities are. So herein lies the certification. And so you have to be certified. For example, I could not get out of the Navy as a hospital corpsman and practice healthcare without getting certified, or in some cases getting a license to practice, if you will. So there's sort of like that distinguishing difference that in the military, as you go through your occupational skills classes, you wear that with you everywhere you go. But in the civilian sector, depending upon where you have to go, it's sort of like you're requalifying, but you're requalifying in that state, in some cases, in that particular industry. So that's sort of like the big difference. So that's why, going back to what we were talking about earlier, it is so important to begin your transition process early. And Colonel, you were right on point. Eventually, everyone is going to have to take the uniform off, okay? No matter who you are, eventually you're going to leave the military and you're going to join the civilian sector. It's inevitable and it's going to happen, which means that we should be planning all along that if I'm going to enter into this new industry, then I know that there are certain qualifications, in some cases degrees, that are required for that. So again, it's the difference between a degree that you need for that role or that position, or a certificate or certification for it.
So we in the Army career, when we are, as I said before, and that's why we call soldier for life, because when you are a soldier, you're going to be soldier for the rest of your life. So we need to be preparing, taking whatever is necessary. So when we transition, we don't transition just into the void. We just have a plan in the process of transition. Like you said, we need to start that process early. We talk about the challenges. I want to talk about how Reboot Workshop can help soldiers tackle those challenges and have a successful transition.
Well, that's a perfect question. We know what many of the challenges are. And instead of drilling down into, you know, things like homelessness, suicide, we kind of look at what we call the root cause. We know that by the numbers, one of the biggest challenges that veterans face leaving the military is adapting to civilian culture. That's well stated, well documented. And so what we do is overcome a lot of the known obstacles that pretty much get in the way and create barriers that interfere with your success. That's one. Another big challenge that we see, and that's well documented, is navigating your benefits and understanding and connecting to communities and networks. So again, we already know what that challenge is. And so we've already established networks, connecting with local municipalities and communities that can help you get connected. We also know that financial difficulty faces about 41% of our transition service members. And so again, there are multiple training programs, financial planning systems in place to help facilitate that. And there's another one that always seems to mystify people, which is how, and this is a question that I always hear, well, how do I convert my military learned skills into civilian life? And that's what I call the elephant in the room. And so what I like to always do is clarify what that really means. And so, and I've talked to hundreds, if not thousands of employers in terms of what do you really want from us? What do you really mean about what we bring to the workplace? And what they really mean is they're talking about your professionalism, your can-do spirit, your mission-orientedness, your teamwork. These are those intrinsic capabilities that they just absolutely, totally love. And so it's not necessarily you translating that into civilian life. That's really you bringing that to the civilian sector so they can see the example. So what you become role models and examples of behavior that employers love in their workplace. Where I've seen a lot of employers see us work for them and then point to other folks and say, boy, if you could just be like that, if we could get 10 more like you, that would really make the business flourish. And so you have that inherent skill, if you will, or that attribute, which is your military bearing. That's so important. We show up on time. In fact, we show up ahead of schedule. We dress appropriately. We know how to behave. We're cosmopolitan. We've been around the globe. Those are the things that they love. And so you don't have to prepare for that. You already got that package. The other piece is just, okay, now you just match it up with any specific, you know, how to say job-specific skills, whether it's a technical piece. But the other attributes, you're the full package.
Yes, I agree with you. It's we have, as the military, we offer some soft, I learned this word, soft skills. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're so worried when we go on an interview, oh, I need to have this, I need to have this. But what employers are looking, what you mentioned, be on time, be responsible, be mission-oriented, the values that we learn and we grew up in the Army, is a reboot a free service?
100%. Reboot has been 100% free since we started the program in 2010, and it will remain free for forever. And once an individual goes through the reboot workshop, you are what we call an alumni graduate for life. That means that we will be there with you, supporting you, connecting you, backing you up, and checking in with you on an ongoing basis.
I know we should start transition process 24 months. But what exactly are we supposed to do? Is there a schedule? I saw the month by looking timeline, but is there the day-to-day timeline?
I love that question. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so like I said, we've been doing this now for a solid 12 years, and we've learned a thing or two about what veterans, transitioning service members look for, what they need. And the question is always the same. Okay, how can I need help managing my transition. We get that a lot. So what we did was partnered with a couple of tech companies, and we developed an app called Managing Your Transition Timeline. We took the transition timeline, this is sort of like the DoD version, and we appified it or automated it. So now, and we put it on the web now, we didn't put it in the app store. We developed it into what we call a progressive web app, which means it can sit on any platform, anywhere, whether it's Apple, Android, iPad, you name it, the whole nine yards. What it does simply, it manages your transition, gives you feedback. All you have to do essentially, in the simplest terms, is put in the date of transition, and it populates everything, and it gives you feedback, and it reminds you, okay, this is due, that is due, and it breaks it down into certain phases. 2 years out, a year and a half out, on and on and on, but it gives you over time progressive input and information as to where you are in your transition. And then another thing it does, in addition to tracking your transition date and it reminds you, hey, you got X number of days left to go. Here's some things you need to do. It also asks you questions like, where do you want to go? What is your next planned retirement home? Where do you, your final destination or your final duty station? Where do you finally plan to go? And it actually allows you to add up to 5 different locations, but there's more. Now that you put those locations in there, it can actually connect you to community resources at that next destination ahead of time. Let's say you're going to Chicago from San Diego. It'll connect you to participating organizations like American Legion, VFW. So now you have this thing we call a warm handoff, because transitioning is one thing, that's leaving the military. But there's more. You're reintegrating into that community. So you have to not only plan your transition out, listen wisely, everyone. Not only do you plan your transition out of the military, you have to plan your reintegration into your new community, which is really your final destination or your final mission.
Yes. So I like this. This is an automatic application. So you don't only put where you're coming from, you know what you're going, and the application help you to link to the location you're going to retire, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Now, the question I have, how remote workshop help the soldiers in the transition to focus in his process?
So in your process, everybody is unique. So in the workshop, we all come in with our fears, concerns, and aspirations. The way the curriculum is structured is for each one of us to find our own way, but find it in a very comfortable setting with our peers and facilitators and guides. And so the journey back home for every single one of us, mm-hmm. that journey back home for all of us is actually something that we all do by ourselves. And, you know, it's sort of like a continuum. You're always going forward, but there are many things that need to be done as you move forward. And what we do is get you in touch with that. But we realize that you can't contain all of that in your brain, which is one of the reasons why we developed the app, which now it assists you in managing some of these things. But we know that that's not enough, where we also connect you to coaches, advisors, and navigators. It's a big project, and all of these people are available to provide you with that one-on-one support. But the first step is you have to make a couple of proclamations and decisions. When am I getting out? Where am I going? What do I want to do when I get there? Those are just top-level things, but there's even more programming and planning that takes place. What Reboot does, it sets you up for all of that and gets you to thinking about this process. So now you're actively engaged in your transition.
Yes, and I would like to remind our audience, is you have people there. It's a process, and you have coaches, and you have people there teaching. I saw mock interviews. So you're not going to be alone in the process. They're going to help you in every part of the step, every part of that journey. You're going to have a person telling you, okay, you can move this. This is what you're going to find, and this is how you can be helped. At the end of the workshop, sir, what is the feedback that you receive from people who attended the workshop?
Well, you know, a lot of that's heartwarming. I can start with some of the, when we first did the Reboot workshop, a lot of the spouses were attending the graduation. They were coming up to us, shaking our hands and hugging us and telling us, I don't know what you did in this workshop, but you changed my husband. He's now looking forward to his next life. He's got energy. You know, his focus is back where it used to be, because a lot of folks were apprehensive about getting out because they didn't have answers and didn't know where they wanted to go. They didn't even know themselves beyond the uniform. And in the workshop, these discoveries are made. And so we had spouses coming up, hugging us, individual graduates, pretty much every graduate that has ever gone through the workshop gets up and gives their personal testimonial. And a lot of these testimonials would just make you cry, because they all say somewhat the same thing. I found myself. I found my purpose. I found my mission. I feel good about me. My family's happy. It was really all about the individual getting control of themselves and feeling like they're in charge. And that's the important part, is that you should be in charge of your transition. It should not be something that you're afraid of, something that you dread looking forward to. It should be one of those, it's almost like a joyous occasion, like, hey, it's the completion of your mission in the military, in the army, job well done. Now, hey, I'm moving on to the next phase of my life. And what Reboot does, it helps you prepare mentally for that next journey as you go forward. And the key ingredient and the secret ingredient that you must have to survive and move into your transition is confidence. And that's what I hear in terms of most of the testimonials from a lot of the graduates. I have the self-confidence to move forward with my dreams and my new next life.
In the Vision of Reboot workshop, you mentioned the five transitions domain that facilitate rebooting, the life and the career of the soldiers. Could you walk us through the three of them, employment, education, and entrepreneurship?
So again, we call these transition domains, you know, which are sort of like mental constructs of you know, where your mindset and where your frame is at. And so the big domains we have is employment, career, education, lifestyle, community life functioning, and personal self-satisfaction. Now, some subsets that we focus on within the workforce development is education, employment, and entrepreneurship. And so it's sort of like a process. Everything is a process. Rebooting is a process. Joining the military and going through boot camp is a process. Going, changing duty stations, everything is a process. So as you're working your way back to your next life, there's some things that you want to begin to look at after you've regained your self-confidence. Then when we get into the employment section aspect of it, we find that there's like three directions that you're going to typically go in. You're either going to go back to school because you've redefined yourself and you want a degree in a new field, or you're going to go directly to work, or you're going to start a business. In fact, the number that we've seen is somewhere around about 25% of most transitioning service members want to start their own business. And so Reboot serves as a launching pad of your ideas and your aspirations. It says, okay, one of these three pathways are the pathways that you're going to take. But as you go to each one in itself is a process. If you choose education, going back to school, that's a process. If you choose employment, that's a process. And if you choose entrepreneurship, that's a process. And we help guide and steer and connect you to each one. And so every step of the way, you're making a decision, but there are coaches, navigators, advisors along the way helping you with your decisions, helping you bounce things off. And in fact, through the Managing Your Transition Timeline app, we're now partnering with a lot of the organizations out there on the whole navigator piece, where we'll be able to assign you to your own personal transition navigator for as long as you want them in any community that you're going to. And so again, it's a journey. And again, we just break it down into what we call bite-sized nuggets. And what I hear from a lot of people is, oh, there's so much to think about. And that's true. But it's not that bad if you break it down into its component parts. You take one piece at a time, you deal with one obstacle, and then you go to the next and the next. And so that's why we love starting 2 years in advance, in some cases, 3 years. And as you pointed out, Colonel, starting the moment you join, you want to start thinking about, well, what's next? You know, I wish I could have figured that out, you know, when I joined the Navy in 1973. But, you know, the journey led me to where I'm at. And it's all about the final phase of your preparation. And that final phase of your preparation is the last 2 years. That's when you want to start deciding what is it that you want to do next. You don't want to wait until 90 days to try to figure out, well, what am I going to do next? No, you should have a plan beforehand.
That's right. I would like to add that. So when I talk to my soldiers or when I talk to young candidates, I always ask these questions. Where do you want to be in 5 years? Where you see yourself in 5 years? Regardless, you are in the military career or you're going to be transitioning, you always need to look into what you're going to be in the next 5 years. If you're looking for employment, if you're looking for education, or you want to have your own business, Reboot Workshop will help you to get to that process, to get to that path that you wanna reach. We talk about that the process is free. It's at no cost to the military services. And because we're getting close to the end of the program, what about military spouses, sir?
We learned early on that transitioning is a family thing. And so while, let's say, when I was going through my transition, my wife was going through transition right alongside. So we immediately started enrolling spouses in the workshop. In fact, we began identifying what we call target workshops for female veterans only, for wounded warriors only, for we actually have one for homeless veterans only, because again, our experiences are really sort of part of our mindset. And until you change that mindset, you're going to always stay in that feedback loop. And so sometimes, especially when it comes to, let's say, women veterans, we learned that having them in the workshop together they can talk about and resolve issues among themselves that may be beyond the understanding of the mere male mortal, you know, myself, if you will. And so we have those things. And so our goal is to really make sure that everybody is able to understand it. Now, when we enroll a spouse in a workshop, we never put the spouse in the same workshop as his or her husband, okay? Because when you go through Reboot, it's a personal thing. You're coming to grips with your inner self. In the workshop, you do reveal to your teammates in there certain personal aspects of your life's journey, because that's how you learn, is talking about what made you feel good, what made you feel bad, what you had difficulty with. And so the solutions in the workshop is really to discover yourself, find and identify your weaknesses and your fears, and then overcome them and then move forward. And so sometimes the way you overcome some of your fears is you talk about it in a very private, very personal, very confidential setting with that particular group. And then you reconcile it, you cry everything out. And we've had a lot of people cry a lot of things out. And then you move on with your life. And it's part of that purging of getting everything out. It's like, now I got it on the table. I'm ready to move forward with my life.
Yes, sir. I will say this. It's not about teaching. It's not about learning. It's about transformation. So it's a life experience that you're going to have in Reboot Workshop. And like you said, when we transition as the military members, the spouse transition, the family transition, and that's great. So if you hear that, the spouses can be part of your transition in Reboot Workshop. We're just come to the end of this episode, sir. We would like for you to give us a recommendation to our soldiers in transition.
Start early and connect to your community. I cannot stress that enough, but also use tools, become responsible for your own transition. Don't leave it upon anyone else. Manage yourself. That's why we have the Managing Your Transition Timeline app to help you personally manage it. Start early, connect to your community, and manage your transition.
Yeah. Wow, this brings us to the end of this episode. Wow, the time goes so fast. We know that transition presents challenge to the soldiers, and we need to tackle that. But we have Reboot Workshop with more than 12 years established to address your issues and help you to close the gaps in the transition process. You can visit the website on www.nbtsi.org and enroll in one of their programs. Sir, it has been a pleasure to meet you, and half is an honor to have you here. Thank you very much to be with us.
It has indeed been my honor. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.